So I want to talk a little bit about toxicity associated with immunotherapy. And we had a couple of cases of colitis just to kind of get started that I want your take on, and we can move into other things. But both of these cases I think are interesting. This is a patient of Dr. Joseph Martin's from Tyler, Texas. He had a patient who did well on pembrolizumab, had a partial response, was doing well, and came in, interestingly, Haas, with mainly bleeding. I mean, some diarrhea, but much more bleeding. He told me that he would not have really had to work the patient up or send for colonoscopy if it just based on the diarrhea, but it was more bleeding that he was concerned about. So he was worked up and the pembrolizumab was discontinued and the patient did well. So here's Dr. Martin's and his questions.
He was not hospitalized for it. He had severe diarrhea, not severe again. He didn't need IV fluids or anything. His main symptom, honestly, was bleeding. If it had just been diarrhea, I probably wouldn't have even sent him for colonoscopy. But because he was having bright red blood per rectum, I decided to send him to GI. The diarrhea lasted maybe 2 to 3 weeks. It was bad enough that he also did not want to go back on immune therapy. He didn't want to risk having that come back again. So he felt bad. He managed to avoid, you know, no hospitalization, no IV fluids, a little bit of bright red blood, but he didn't feel good. So the big question I have is, say he had a great response to therapy and had, you know, let's call it mild to moderate inflammatory bowel disease. Would you rechallenge them? One of my fears is that you retreat them and they have even worse toxicity than the time before. So when do you rechallenge? And when we do rechallenge, how often are you burned even more so? And I think that's an important question for us practicing doctors to know. Because unlike lung toxicity, I'm not scared of the diarrhea, but I certainly don't want somebody to end up with a worse problem than before.
I'm just kind of curious what you've seen, Haas, in terms of GI toxicity, particularly colitis. And have you seen, you know, bright red blood, for example?
Very rarely have I seen bright red blood, but the original description of a colitis is diarrhea with bleeding. So I think that it's not surprising to get a few patients that actually do have this sort of a presentation. Although I don't think I've seen bleeding to the extent that was described in this particular case, but I think it's possible. So most of the cases that I have seen in terms of GI toxicity have involved massive diarrhea requiring hospitalization, IV hydration. There have been a few patients that we've been able to manage as an outpatient. I've had a case of a very severe gastritis that we ended up attributing to the use of immunotherapy, biopsy proven. So those are the kind of cases that I have seen when it comes to GI toxicity, and they're usually manageable with the high-dose steroids and discontinuation of the drug.
And you can see, Govinda, what happened with this patient. But